1, 2, 3. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. Oh, hold on. I gotta let people know. We'll do that real quick.
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah, I'm gonna let people know. This'll be a good one. Open mic starting now. Okay. I'm in. Everything is ready to go, so.
Alright,
make sure. Okay. Let me check my options real quick. Oh, that's all. All I can do is turn the. Okay. It has really low options. I'm gonna go to new game.
That's annoying.
Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Late Night Open Mic. Tonight, we're going to I'm gonna play Sophia. We're going to talk about a few things that happened recently, as everything usually does, and this involves Moralists, No Fappers, and Coomer, the Coomer thing. Like, I've talked about this before, but, like, one thing in particular that people don't like about me on social media is, you know, I promote a lot of adult games and things like that. And they think that because I do that, that I am a Coomer. Now, first of all, we kind of really need to define what Coomer means. Now, and basically, that depends on the person. There are people that are very uptight moralists who say basically that any kind of pornography of any sort is considered Coomer behavior. Even if you're not a Coomer, that's Coomer behavior. And it sounds like, to me, the oppressive side of the evangelical church. Because I remember the porn is bad days. Now, I will say one thing. They are right on one thing. And that's that, yes, a lot of the conditions in regular porn aren't fucking great. Some of those women are definitely being taken advantage of, and I'm talking like there's.
Sure.
I mean, I'm talking about like women that have had to take all kinds of pain pills because the pain hurts so much, you know. And there's a lot of other things, you know. They've got on drugs. It's not a great industry, and okay, that's fine. However.
Yeah,
I'm perfect. Not promoting anything that supports that industry. Like, there is nothing that I have personally promoted or worked with that supports the realistic porn industry. Everything I promote is either hentai related or it is digital render. And in both of those situations, women are not harmed. I mean, honestly, women, according to an article that I read recently, make up 65% of the manga industry. And most of that is adult manga. So women in Japan are drawing most of the adult manga. Not only that, we have a lot of women that get paid for their roles in various hentai and eroge games. You know, they do all these things.
Yeah, the voice actors.
Yeah, they get paid for all this stuff. And they do a very good job. And I've read about, you know, what it's like. You know, when I was reading the dev logs from Empress, you know, where they were working on Starless and Lewdness and stuff like that. They talked about how, you know, congenial it all was. You know, the male voice actor left them a big old pound cake. Like he did. He left him a pound cake. You know, they would do things like that. They're very. I mean, he would give him an autograph. Some of these voice actors and actresses have voiced in anime, like popular anime series that over there in Japan. It's not just, you know, they specifically work in hentai. That's not how that works. So
they get canceled if they get found out that they worked in hentai. They get canceled.
Well, I know. No, because there's actually a lot of anime. You can look up some of the voice actresses, and you can find out that they have the anime and the hentai that they have done. Like, they will literally point, yeah, it's actually coming out. And I mean, maybe this is some of the older ones. Maybe it's the newer ones that have the canceling issue. But I know the older ones, you can find out that they have worked either or, because they'll use a... they'll use a name, and then somebody will find out that that name is actually an alias, and they'll tell you what they've worked with. So, I mean, it's no big deal to me. But what I'm saying is, no, it's not an issue. It's not an issue. People keep making a big deal out of it. I understand the trafficking and all the crazy stuff that happens in real porn, but nothing I'm promoting has anything to do with that. You know, that's...
Here, let me put it in the simple term. Drawings are not real. They cannot be victims, nor can they have rights.
Yeah, and there was actually a woman that was talking... because they were talking about, you know... they were talking about, yeah, they're saying that, like, watching porn is cheating on your partner. I'm like... And the reason she said that is because she said, well, yeah, but you're fantasizing about another woman. Another real woman. And I said, well, what if the woman isn't real? What if there's no way the woman could ever be real? What if it is something that does not exist in modern, like a slime girl doesn't exist, you know? Stuff like that.
A monster girl.
Yeah, that shit doesn't exist. So what I'm saying is, how could that actually be cheating? It doesn't seem right, especially when women do the same thing. And, you know, and we gotta really talk about that, because here's the thing, because we start talking about, like, the cooming thing. And basically, I looked up some stuff about coomers, and, you know, I looked at it all, and they're like, okay, chronically masturbate, and... I think I had one trait, and that was the one that where you don't, like, they say you don't clean it up properly or something. I don't know. I prefer masturbate in the shower. Yeah, that was one thing. They don't know anything about proper semen disposal. Yeah, it was some weird bullshit. But no, like, I'll be honest with you.
Haven't they heard of a toilet?
The first time I ever, the most I ever did that was 3 times in one day, and I'll never do that again because that shit was crazy. And that was years and years and years and years and years and years and years ago.
It must have been after you first discovered it.
No, I think it was just where I was trying to see how many times I could, I was like, 3, yeah, can't do any more than that. And now I'm getting to the age where, I mean, it's like once every few days. So I'm not even on that. Like, a lot of people think, you know, that I'm just sitting there. And even to this day, like, guys like Journey of Sagehood still thinks I'm sitting there just whacking off while I'm doing these hentai scenes. And I'm not. And I even told him, I said, and you guys can verify this. Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice.
I think we would be able to tell if you were.
Yeah.
Graham, I know exactly what it would sound like if you were beating off during the shit. Trust me, there's fucking Rule 34 shit where the dude's moaning in the background. I can't do none of that shit. Hold up. I'll give you a prime example of what it sounds like the Grim was beating off. Hold up. Where's this fucking My Share New shit? Hold up. I got a prime example right here. Where's this shit? No, not this one.
I'll have to educate this one on YouTube if you're gonna show me that. But,
I can show you this shit. Hold up, where's the shit?
But,
here it is.
Alright.
Well, I'd be surprised if this one ends up on YouTube anyway.
YouTube.
Just because of the subject matter.
Yeah, that's true. I might hold off this one.
They
let me put both volumes of The Boys up there. I was really surprised. I thought I was going to get copyright struck on them, but I didn't.
Surprising.
Yeah, very. But, Okay, but back to what I was saying. Okay, if I told him, I said, listen to my voice when I'm reading the hentai scene on Maggot Baits. Do I sound like I'm excited, or do I sound like I'm just trying to fucking read through it so I can get back to the story? Exactly. I'm reading there it as go. Fast as I possibly...
Oh. It's the very first one. Or okay. Some of the bits in Starless.
Well, some of those bits... Yeah, some of the bits in Starless, for sure. Like, oh my god. Where I'm laughing... Like, there's times where I'm laughing during some of the scenes. Like, even with Amatsusumi. Yeah, Amatsusumi. There was one scene where I'm like, okay, I know you guys want me to fucking say it. So here we go. Let me say it so you can voice clip it. Because, I mean, literally, there's some funny shit. It's like, I want your semen and all that shit. Or what? Yeah, there's... I was like, yeah, I gotta say that line with the girl. I was like, oh god damn it. So
you canceled for this. What is this Lizzo in general? No. Jack, no, we have to cancel Grimm. Oh no, why is there Lizzo in general? No!
It's a joke, mate. It's a joke.
It's just a prank, bro!
Yeah, it's a joke. But, oh wow. Oh my, this is a fucking cool game, by the way. I can't believe I didn't play it before. It's called, Exeus. Fucking good. It's an arcade game. I guess you had an arcade machine for it. I know it wouldn't run on my arcade box.
Wait, what's it called?
Exeus. I have both of them. There's a collection. You get Exeus.
We need to get Wife Watchers on here. Actually, you need to get Wife Watchers on here.
I need to talk to that guy. There's people that I would like to try to get on here. We'll see. If Waifu Watchers ever got on Alt Tech, I might be able to get a hold of him. But right now, he's doing really well on YouTube, so I don't know if he'll talk to me. I don't know if he's got
right now. That's understandable.
He's got a Discord, so I don't know.
It's not Discord. It's just his Discord is private.
Oh, okay.
Like, on his Twitch stream, he literally, releases Discord for a short while, so you had to be on there to get him.
Yeah, I know. I know. TFM did that. Yeah, TFM used to do that. That's fine. But, anyway, what I'm saying is, yeah, I'm not that guy. Like, I enjoy this stuff for the content. Like, I mean, I won't lie. There's been a few scenes that kind of make you feel some kind of way. But, I mean, I don't do that during them, you know? I'm there to do, I think, I view it as very professional. I'm there to do the scene. Like, I'm gonna read the text. If there's sexual text, I'll read that. If there's normal text, I'm gonna read that. If it's a comic book, I'm gonna read that. You know, I do my different voices and things like that. So, I don't view this as like, oh, I'm getting off. Because, no, rarely. Even if I do feel some kind of way during a scene, like, I don't make that clear. You know, I mean, oh, I've said, oh, that's kind of hot or something like that. I have said shit like that before. But I've never gone to the point where, oh, okay, guys, hold on. No, that's not going to happen. The craziest thing I ever did while doing one of these is where I almost vomited during that Starless scene. Because that was legit 100% real me. Like, that was real me. Like, oh, no, what the fuck is this? Yeah, that shit was nuts. So, yeah, I mean, I totally get that. But no, like, I don't get it. Like, they think for some odd reason that I'm, oh, you just do nothing but adult. And I don't just do nothing but adult content. We've done a bunch of comics recently, you know? We've done a bunch. We did both volumes of The Boys. And I did Transmetropolitan Night Before Last. And I recorded something that I was supposed to post tonight, or a lot today, and I didn't. So, but I'm going to start doing the, completely unrelated to our conversation, but I'm going to start doing some of the Red Tunes myself. You know, like DP and I will have some, and then I'll have some. And then we'll move into Red shows and stuff like that, and eventually we want to do Red movies. Yeah, we want to do that kind of stuff. So yeah, I mean, we're gonna do other things. We wanna. Well, I got a game over on this. So, shit, that sucks. I did pretty good. I had a good high score. Oh, cool! You get to start from the second episode, though. You don't have to start from the. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I'm glad they let you do that. But, oh, damn. All right. But anyway, back to what I was talking about here. All right. So, I was basically arguing with a bunch of moralists, and they are very crazy moralists. I mean, they had a fit that I was dating teenagers when I was 25. Like, everybody was fucking doing it. I mean, DP did it. I did it. A bunch of my friends did it, male and female. It was no big fucking deal. It was like you'd have a lot of teenagers dating people in college or dating people that had jobs or something. I'm not talking about, like, I'm talking about 16 plus, you know. So that was a very common thing. And people didn't really realize. People didn't realize that. Like, they kept thinking it was like, oh, no, you're grooming. Grooming who? I basically let this person do whatever the fuck they wanted to do. You know, and they're like, oh, yeah. And I mean, of course, I've seen some crazy shit in the South. I've talked about some of the crazy shit I experienced. And I don't know. They were just, just a bunch of fucking moral leftists, which is a thing, by the way. And, I actually met a guy that was full on far right, and me and him actually agreed on one thing. We agreed on the fact that they were trying to set me up at my job. He was right. Oh. Yeah, I don't think I didn't tell you guys this. Or maybe I did tell you on a... No, I told you guys this on a, I think in Drexel's thing. But basically, no, they had me... Basically, my boss had me slap this... Wanted me to slap this black girl's ass, and she put her ass in front of me. And, I mean, she consented to it and all, but it's still... it's on the clock. I mean, it's on the clock, and it's in the cameras... And he said, actually, man, he's like, yeah, I gotta agree. That was probably a, that's like sexual harassment. Like, they're not supposed to do that to you. And I'm like, yeah. And this is a guy that literally called himself super far left. You look at his page. I said, you're far left. He said, yeah, absolutely. He said, that is how I consider myself. He said, if there was an opposite of me, I'd be wearing red bands right now. So, that's how dedicated he was to leftism and communism and Marxism. And he still fucking agreed that that woman and those people were putting me in a compromised position. This is somebody that is against everything I don't like, and they agreed with me on something. So I was surprised at that. But, you know, aside from that, I mean, I was on an assumed name talking to all these damn leftists and all these damn moralists. And just, it got fucking...
No more.
Oh, no. Well, see, you know what? There was one guy I was talking with. And, you know, we were talking about sex dolls. And basically, you know, I said, well, yeah, there's more uses for sex dolls. And I was like, and I said, I don't use mine for that. And he said, well, I think that's the most degenerate thing of all, that you don't use it for sex. And then I said, hold on now. I talked to him about the psychological uses of it. I talked to him about, you know, veterans that have lost. He said, well, actually, you know, I have to. He said, I'm going to be honest with you. I fully agree with you on that, but my moral convictions will not allow me to accept it. That's what he said. He's like, I fully agree with you 100%, but my moral convictions cannot. I told him, I said, are you sure they're your morals, or are they chains? You know, because, I mean, I said, I believe in letting, you know, people do what they want to do. you know, as long as they don't hurt anybody, do what you want to do. And he says, you know, he said, yeah, I agree with you, but, you know, my morals just won't let me do that. And that's what it is. These people are moralists. They're so morally bound that they won't allow people to live their own lives and have their own things. And that is really, really bad. Like, that's as bad as anything on the communist side. Anybody that's forcing their values onto you is not somebody that you want to have around. And people that try to browbeat you into accepting their morals, like basically, this guy was poking fun at my doll because he said, oh, you know, it's a cum receptacle. And I said, like your wife? Yeah. He didn't have much else to say after that. And I also said, you know, I looked at your wife's photos, and I'm trying to figure out who's the sex doll here. Yeah. People were like, yeah. There was that little emoji of a wow face. There was an emoji of a there was a wow reaction to that. People could not handle that. They were like, oh my God. Yeah, I lit him up because he was gonna, you know, do that kind of, I hate
you did light him up.
I hate when people fucking punk people over shit like that. It's ridiculous. People are punking people because they want to live their lives. It's the same thing with the left, and it's the same thing with the right. People trying to force their values on other people. I don't like when people force their values. That's right. The worst bullshit you can have. It really is, and it's not right at all. So, honestly, I don't really think I'm a coomer at all, because if a coomer is somebody that, like, in the, alright, let's go through the NoFap example. Basically, Mal, if you want to know what I'm talking about, go into the shill section. You will see two videos linked by Journey of Sagehood, which I hope would be on here, but I guess he won't be. But basically, he sent a video of this my NoFap experience. Okay, this guy, he was such a chronic masturbator that he just masturbated everywhere. He constantly wanted to watch porn over and over and over again. His parents had to take away his phone because he constantly watched porn. He actually had a wife and kids, but he couldn't stop watching porn. Porn just, dude, have some fucking restraint. What? Yeah. Like, it sounds so ridiculous. It sounds, yeah. And even at And even at the end of the video, the guy reading it in the robot voice says, this is not my story, but this is something that I was told and I thought would help you guys, and I wanted to share it. And I don't even know if it's true. I think it's extremely exaggerated. They were talking about this guy was masturbating right next to his cousins or something when he was a kid. I don't know. It was so ridiculous, over the top. And he's like, if you don't stop, you'll be like me. And he said, there's one door, and it's a quiet place with a computer. And the other door is $1 million. And he said, if you can pick the door with $1 million like most people would, then you know you don't need this. And I'm like, dude, it's not fucking like that. You make it like chronic masturbation. That's what I'm seeing. It's literally like somebody that can't fucking control themselves, that's constantly looking at pornography. I don't get it. And they're like, oh, every time you feel like you want to do something, do a push-up or do something else, or I'm like, what?
That shit. I was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, dude, that NoFap shit, I never bought into it. It just sounded fucking dumb. Like, what's the point of it?
My thing is, look, I get what they're trying to say, but they're pushing it too hard. It's not good to constantly masturbate. I mean, but you don't have to tell people. You shouldn't have to tell people that. Let's look at this. Let's look at this. This is my biggest issue with NoFap. everything is pointed towards men and their penises. But I've never seen NoFap advocated for any woman at all in my life as long as I have been alive. No woman is ever held to the standards of NoFap. Not one single woman. They're allowed to have their vibrators. They're allowed to have their dildos and post them online and do everything else. But God forbid a man touches his penis. God forbid, you horrible, degenerate coomer. How dare you touch your penis? That is the fucking stupidest shit. And you know what? There's a band. They were old school progressive left. And they're called Skyclad. And they wrote a song called Sins of Omission. And it was basically about how the church was saying it was such a sin to ejaculate, to masturbate. And you know what? Mushroomhead wrote a song called These Filthy Hands. And These Filthy Hands is a song about, again, a sin to masturbate. All this bullshit comes from church. Even if you go to the porn, like the NoFap stuff, it all comes from Stop the New Drug. If you look anything up about Stop the New Drug, it's basically this thing created by a bunch of Christian, religious, super religious people that are just like, oh, it's a drug and it's going to destroy your life and you'll never be able to get it up and you'll have to use Blue Chews to get it up. And I'm like, dude, you know, things happen. Men lose their libido eventually. Like, not completely, but yeah, you get to the point where, yeah, you
look at what happened with Drex.
Yeah, you need to, you may need to do that. Like, sometimes you use Blue Chews, sometimes you use, like, I use cordyceps. I don't have any problem with cordyceps mushrooms. I don't have any issues. But like I said, man, it's just the point is, it's like a man can't touch himself at all. It's just, and it's so stupid. I don't think I'm ever gonna beat this guy. It's ridiculous. I'm sick and tired of it. You know, there's never been something about women. I've never seen anything about women. Don't use the vibrator. Use the dick. Oh no, because we're empowered. We're empowered. We got the vibrators now. We don't need the man anymore. We got. See? That's the fucking thing. And these NoFap guys will never fucking sit down and say that. I could go into debate with one of them right now. And I would say, what about women? Oh, well, women, you know what? And even TFM debated, what was his name? One of the guys on MGTOW.TV. TFM debated him. One of the alpha guys. I can't remember which one it was. But basically, the guy said, oh, well, women are different.
They're not.
What do you mean they're different?
What's different about them? They have ovaries and that's it?
What's different about them? Oh, women are different. Oh, it's a different thing when it comes to women.
They're the same species.
Are you damn fucking simps? That's why TFM said that a PUA is a successful simp. Because that is simp fucking behavior. That's all that is, you know? And I don't have anything against women at all. I just don't think... I think men are the problem. Because men keep... Oh, women are different, though! And, dude, if you're gonna take women that are fucking narcissistic... I'm not saying they all are, but narcissistic as shit. Which you have a lot with the modern girls today. The modern ones today are really narcissistic. They're full of... They've been talked up so much by idiots to think that they're, you know, they have more value than what they do. And, I mean, and then you talk, oh, yeah, well, they're okay. They're allowed to masturbate. They're allowed to do their things. We'll watch them masturbate. That's fun. But, you know, and I'm not talking about, because they're not going to watch porn, but they'll watch them masturbate. Oh, I like when my wife. These are the guys that get into cuck shit. These are the guys that will get off on seeing another man bang their wife. Because it's not porn anymore. It's for her pleasure. See? That's what I'm talking about. That's the bullshit I'm talking about, guys. And that's my issue with NoFap. When are the women going to be held accountable for their fapping? Never. They'll never be held accountable. And that fucking sucks. And it basically takes their whole thing as a charade. Now, you and I both know, even Know Your Meme starts NoFap as basically, it was basically NoFap November. Basically, if somebody lost NoFap November, they would change their profile to a Coomer. Okay? That's what it was. I mean, that was it. That's all it was. Oh, I'm a Coomer. I couldn't hold out for a month. Also, you know what I really want? Now, with younger guys, this won't matter. But there are probably some older guys in their 40s trying to do NoFap. Fam, that's not the age to do NoFap. Matter of fact, you should try to fap as much as you can when you're that age, because you have a higher risk of developing prostate cancer after 40. So that's why you need to be fapping at least as much as you can. It's a little harder when you get older, but you definitely need to do it, because if you're not doing it, then you're going to have developed a high PSA, and if you have a high PSA, then you are running a high risk of prostate cancer. I have a low PSA. So, you know, I had my prostate checked. A lot of these NoFap guys over, you know, maybe in their late 30s, early 40s, y'all need to get your prostates checked. I'm serious. Go see your urologist, and you'll be like, oh my God, what's this? And he's going to ask you, well, I mean, sure, there's guys that are having sex, but if you're not having sex, then you have to get that stuff out somehow. And if you're not getting that stuff out, then you're going to have some problems. You know, you need to be getting that out.
Aren't wet dreams isn't that why we have wet dreams?
Yeah.
I have not once had a wet dream yet.
But not all that, not all the time. But not
no,
all
I mean period.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I did when I was growing up, yeah. Yeah. Mega laser ready. Well, how do I fire it? How do I fire the laser? I'm trying to figure out how to fire this laser. Hold on, guys. It says mega laser ready. Locked on the system. I don't know. I'm trying to hit every button on the controller. How do I do it? Because, see, I'm going to run out of time. That's the problem. Well, yeah. Ultimately, no. Now, according to any moralist, I am a Coomer because I promote adult content and I masturbate. I didn't say I masturbated all the time, but I do practice. I do that. So women are Coomers.
Yep.
Women are Coomers. That's the thing. Women are Coomers. And it's just not right that men can't be, but women can be. That doesn't make any fucking logical sense whatsoever.
Yeah, why not just call them simps?
Yep.
In disguise.
They're all simps. These damn PUA guys. That's all they are. Fucking simps. And we knew. We should know better. We really should. Okay, let me beat this guy. I don't know if I'm gonna beat this guy. I'm trying. But see, he keeps going. Oh, this guy's a pain in the ass. This is a boss. And he is a pain in the ass. I have no shield. I don't know why. Of course, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just hitting buttons, as you do when you play some arcade games. Damn, I'm trying to see what would do the... I don't know, I had one thing doing... I don't know. Damn it. They give you continues, though. Anyway, yeah. It's been...
What's the name of the game again?
Exeus. It's been crazy debating with these people. Yeah, debating with these fucking people. It's like, I just don't really want to fuck with them. So, I even got mistaken for that doll cell guy. I was like, yeah, I'm not him. That doll cell guy is fucking retarded. I'm sorry, he is. He's fucking stupid. He's like, oh, I mean, dude, like, I don't know. That's all I can think about. It's like I said in my fucking Rants Into the Heavens video. Guys need hobbies. It's like Hammerhand said when he was drawing that awesome fucking picture. He said, you know, guys, find yourself some hobbies so you're not worried about the women and the cucks and the simps. Exactly. Exactly. Go find yourself some hobbies. Enjoy some shit. Game over. I don't think you can win this game.
You're going to have to spell the name because I can't find it.
Hold on. Because it's about to show me. It's, Exeus. E-X and then Zeus.
Oh.
Miscellaneous.
Oh, maybe it's X-Zeus. Oh, crap! Ziggurat Interactive.
Yeah. Well, that's not who made the original game, I don't think.
Yes. Yeah. You know how shady that company, that publisher is.
Oh, well, I bought it a long time ago. Not that long ago, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I put the graphics to cool. They were on normal, but I put them on cool. I don't notice a difference. Or maybe I do. I don't know. Game looks like it was made in the day. Like, I mean, it's fun. It's a fun game. I like it. I recommend it. Yeah, I mean, it's an arcade game, dude. I mean, it's a perfect thing to play while you're talking.
Oh, it was on the Wii. Interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wii and in the Wii on the Wii in Europe, in North America and Europe. Wow. Wow.
Okay. Well, the PC version runs good, so I don't have any issues with it. But
now is that the that is the re-release, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the original version was from 2005, so I figured, yeah.
Oh, it's not that old then. Well, it also has Exeus 2. This has both games.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, it's got the sequel. It's a, well, it's the... Let's see. Alright. Now I'm going into here. Finally going into this tomb to fight this fucking monster. The Golem. Sophia versus Petra, the Golem. Head and breast is the weak spot. So I think I can hit the head. Oh, okay, I think I got it now. Hold on,
Hey, it used a flight stick in the arcade.
Oh, okay.
Like Space Harrier, Afterburner.
Okay. But yeah.
Give me a reason.
But yeah.
Give me a reason
I
to
mean,
bust out the flight stick.
You know, I just don't get the idea. You know, the thing about pornography, going back, circling back to pornography. Pornography to me, here's what I think about pornography. Naturally, one thing about coomers that I have noticed, or what they say about, like, people that are, like, super degenerate or depraved coomers, basically, those are the ones that like any sex scene. They don't care what it is, they'll fucking fap to it. And one of the things that the no-fapper guy was talking about was that I went into deeper and darker porn, and I started getting off to it. Okay, let me tell you, I went into that shit in Maggot Baits where that woman was getting the shit beat out of her and fucked. Let me tell you something. That's a deep, dark kind of porn, but there was nothing in my body at all that even elicited an erotic response. I never had... No, that's not... That's not sexy to me at all. Like, it's not. It's more like torture to me. Like, I mean, that's what she was being. She's being tortured. She got raped and murdered. She literally got killed by that monster. So, yeah, dude, that's not sexy to me at all, dude. Like, now the scene between Makoto and Mana from Amatsusumi, I'll get it right, that was actually pretty hot. It was two people really loving each other. It was very romantic. It was very well written. I like that. That's actually kind of hot. But when it comes to, like, hardcore stuff, I like the hardcore stuff for the shock factor. I don't like it because I'm trying to physically get off to it. Like, I'm not the guy that's like, oh, I gotta go find clown midget porn, you know, like, get into the degenerate rabbit hole where, no. That's what I mean. They think that, you know, every guy that is into adult content, like I've been since I was 16, is automatically just gonna go for the craziest, darkest, strangest shit. I mean, it's crazy to see, like, it's interesting to see, but it's not something I would physically want to be a part of. Like, it's not anything that I would consider to be, you know, erotic. That's just me on that one. Like, yeah, that's me on that, you know. So, again, like, even, like, I prefer softcore. There's softcore scenes I'll get off to. There's little, like, little cam girl stuff, like, from the old days that I get off to. Older days. Yeah, that's fine. But I don't go into this crazy fucking shit. Like, and I'm talking about, like, a feed. Like, I have some old feeds that people would record that recorded, like, way back in the day. Like, I like certain things and certain fetishes that I'll come back to. But according to what I read, coomers are constantly looking for the next thing. And I'm like, no. Like, you know how many times I've looked up Pornhub in the past year? Maybe once or twice because I was looking to see if they had coverage of any hentai games that I was doing. That's it. I looked on there, I went to the front page, and I'm like, eh. And I mean, there are some little porn clips on my Twitter, and sometimes I'll look at that, but a lot of times it's not stuff that interests me that much. And I'm actually more of a GIF guy. Like, if there's some GIF or something, I'll look at that. But it's not even... That's not even often. Like, I've got to the point where I don't even have to really go to Twitter. Like, I mean, I've always been the guy that had used my own imagination. I can look at some girls, you know, from work or something. Like, not even work. Like, you know, I work around retail with a lot of different... Sometimes you see attractive people. And you're like, oh man, you know, I'd like to get with somebody like that. So you think about that person, you know? And,
yeah, I can't do that no more.
I do that. I do that. So, that works for me. Or old ex-girlfriends or whatever. You think about old times. You think about how they used to look. You think about all that kind of stuff. There's so many different things that I can kind of get into because... I've got a really vivid imagination, so I don't necessarily need to watch stuff like that. Now, sometimes I'll look at it for inspiration. Like, I'll look at a picture or a scene, and I'm like, okay, I'm inspired, put the phone down, and then I'll go to work. But, like, from what I'm seeing, this guy that was explaining this example, he's just constantly looking at porn all the time. He's like, oh, I constantly gotta look at porn and fap. I'm like... Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's stupid. And I like the story. And you know what? One thing I said, I still stand by this. You can fucking comment all kinds of negative shit if you want. Modern day porn fucking sucks. It sucks.
Yes, it does.
All it is goddamn, like, getting to the action. I like stories and characters. Yes, I love my softcore because they gave me a damn story. They gave me something to get interested in. I liked Pirates too. I liked the corny acting in it. You know, I liked a lot of stuff. I went back and looked at softcore. I found a lot of softcore off like an Indian website. So I found a lot of really remastered. I'm like, yes, this is amazing. This is the stuff I want. Because not only is the sex going to show just what I want to see, which is not the sex. And, you know, it doesn't show everything. It left stuff to the imagination. And I like that. I like leaving shit to the imagination because it lets you use your imagination. You know, that's one thing I think is missing from porn, imagination. Everybody wants what was called gonzo porn, where they just hurried up and got to it. I just want the sex. That is fucking literal coomer behavior. Oh, I just want the sex. I just want the sex. I don't have time for anything else. And it's like, you don't have it's like, you don't have time for things to build up and get interesting and
sounds old school.
The sex.
Especially when it takes 20 damn minutes. Yeah, nah, I'm good. Just give me the fucking.
I can't do it. I like the old school. Because I like that. I like the dirty talk. I like the teasing. I like all that kind of stuff that gets you into the moment. That's what's cool. That's what I liked about that scene between. I mean, yeah, she sucked his dick, but then after that, they went into full-on foreplay mode, where he was, you know, playing with her breasts and all that kind of stuff, and that was good.
That old school shit. That's why I stick to the hentai. I can get exactly where I need to go.
Hentai.
Or where I need to go, more like.
Well, does that mean hentai. You're a coomer?
That means you're a coomer.
Exactly, and I'm an open coomer. I immediately go to whatever the hell I want. That's why I have the internet. Like, if I want to do all this foreplay shit, I might as well just go to a real girl at that point.
Well, see, the thing is, but that's just not even that. Because a real girl, I mean, yeah, maybe you have those times, but you're not going to get the fantasy. Like, where the girl walks in and she's got the bath towel on and she's like, hey, like, why don't I show you a little what's behind this? And she shows, like, and she just throws it off and, you know, there's her body. You know, that can be really sexy. They play that nice music in the background. I love porn music. I love that classic porn music. So, I love saxophone. So I love hearing that shit. Synth and saxophone. Great fucking mix. But yeah, man. I mean, that's just how I am. And a lot of people just say, well, you know, you do a lot of well, yeah, I like shock. I come from a heavy metal background. And we like shocking, really crazy, over the top. Dude, there's more dark shit coming out, and I want more dark shit played. Like, and also, like, I like my stories in general. Like, there's a new Sleepless Sentai that came out. I don't want to be spoiled. I'm like, oh, you gotta watch the animation. I don't want to watch the animation. I don't want to be spoiled for the game. Because Great Deceiver is coming out and it's going to be edited as shit. But eventually, if Great Deceiver is coming, that means that Sleepless will probably come too. At some point. But,
Are you supposed to play the original first?
Well, Great Deceiver is kind of a side story. It happens after Starless. But there's nothing in it that's really going to tie to Starless. Sleepless will. But we're going to finish Starless before we move on to Sleepless. And that Sleepless I don't expect for another year. If DMM decides to put it out with Shiravune, it'll probably come next year sometime. But I don't know. I literally don't know on that one. But again, I'm interested in that kind of stuff. I'm not interested in all this other kind of crap. Like with the maggot baits. And again, I don't like really long hentai scenes. Like where maggot baits took forever and... Matsusume, which took for fucking ever. Holy shit, did that scene take forever. That scene was damn near... I don't know, I think it was over an hour. I was like, dude, yeah, that's me reading it. I had to speed read it to get finished with it, or we'd be in there for another hour at least. They said it had long scenes, but it doesn't have that many.
Oh.
Yeah, but it doesn't have that many. Really great art, though. God-tier art. Really good art on that one. Just great. And, of course, Chrono Clock is coming out soon, too.
Yeah. Wait, how is Chrono Clock not... I thought that was already...
Not officially. Not officially.
English translation?
Yep, not officially. That's a fan translation.
Oh, I thought that was a fucking official one, but
it's
not.
Coming out in 2022, and the version that comes out will probably be a lot better.
I guess I'll have something to replay again.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to play through a Matsusumi. Depending on how well it does, so far it only got 7 hits. So we'll see. But we start Funbag eventually. And Funbag 4 got announced.
Oh, Gladys. Wait a minute. I don't know if she's in 4.
I don't know. 4 is like way off, bro. 4 is like...
God damn it.
4 is super off. 4 is like way past... Like, Lute's fucking old by then. Lute's like an old man. Yeah, it's not gonna be Gladys. Gladys is old. Like, everybody's fucking old. Yeah, this is a new generation. I was surprised to see Funbag 4 even getting released. I was like, holy crap. I thought they would go to Funbag 3 original, but no. They did literal Funbag 1, Funbag 2, Funbag 2 if, Funbag 3 if, and Funbag 4 if. They have not done the legitimate Funbag 3 yet. So I don't know if we're going to get that or not. I think they just want to release I don't know. It's weird.
So they can't count the 3 like thou. Got it.
Yeah. They have not released the 3.
I'm like, what the hell? What are we going to see? Another one of Gladys' generation then?
Is that
what I'm stuck with? God damn it.
I don't know, man. They've got their own history now. Oh, shit.
Wait a minute. Lute shouldn't be an old man. Wait.
Lute should be old.
Didn't you play? Wait a minute. Wait. You already beat it, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
I never finished.
Okay, actually, yeah, that's the thing.
By that time, Lute should be old. Yes. We're talking a long time after the original.
Oh no, I was almost about to say something, because I had to make sure if you even beat it, which you didn't, so I won't go into it.
No, I haven't beat it. I haven't beaten the game, so, I mean, I haven't gotten that far. I can't remember how far I got, but I will be playing it in full. You can be assured of that. We will definitely be playing the game in full, so, yeah, that will be fun. But yeah, that's what I enjoy. People say, you know, why do you play these degenerate games? I like the fucking story. I like sex art, too. I like sexy art. Like, if people haven't seen my fucking Bible Black streams or my Discipline streams where I'm literally looking at, oh, look at the fingers. Look at the way that's drawn. You should have seen me criticizing Mana's feet in Amatsusume. It looks like it looks like she drew. She has claws on her toenails. They did like triangle points. If you look in that picture in the hentai, if you look at that picture in the Weeb Room over in Drex's server, you'll see her picture, and you'll see that right foot, and that right foot looks like it has fucking claws on it. And I kept making fun of her clawed feet.
Tack, you already know. Feet. We gotta get Drexel in here. It's feet.
But there's no feet in that scene. Her feet are shown, but there's no feet in the scene. Yeah, yeah, there's no feet in that scene. I haven't seen too many feet scenes in a lot of games that I've done. honestly. I don't know why. You would think there would be more feet scenes, but there's just not. I was like, oh, well, that's a foot scene. I'm not much on foot. I think there was one, and that was Euphoria. There was one that had, well, Euphoria has everything. There's probably going to be a foot scene in How to Live a Healthy Anti-Life. Ooh, there's another reason I love How to Live a Healthy Anti-Life. Many of you guys would be like, yeah, but Hentai Life Nukage. I know it. My brain's just kind of fried right now. But Nukage. And basically, I'd say, yeah, I know. But they're doing things that I've never even heard of in my life. They're doing some really crazy shit that just is over the top. And that's why I love it so much. And that's why I'm going to buy the sequel almost immediately when it comes out. Because I want to support fucking Clock Up in that crazy world they've created here. Where there's literally almost no stone goes unturned. And they come up with the craziest shit. Like that gymnastic aerobics. That is absolutely insane. I've never heard of anything that crazy before. And again, that's something that only they could come up with. So I was, yeah, that was kind of hot. That was interesting. Again, I definitely have the wherewithal to hold my, you know, hold myself in where I'm not actually doing the thing. But yeah, it's good. I mean, that's good stuff. I like it. Very few Aerogay can actually get me off, but that one did because it does it. Like Clock Up, I always say Clock Up will get your cock up. If not, they'll make you vomit. Because they've got two different kinds of things. They got their holy shit that's fucked up. And then they got, oh my god, that's erotic as hell. And don't forget, we also have more games from them. We've also got their Eroge game that they made. And a couple more. I want to go through all the Clock Up games. Unfortunately, Maggot Bates and Euphoria are the only ones they have that are really dark that are out because everybody wants Fraternity, and I don't think we're ever going to fucking get it. Because Manga Gamer's like, oh yeah, sure. Like, yeah, when hell freezes over, you fucks. People want the zombie one, but they're not getting it for some reason, and I don't know why Japan's not giving it to us. But people want it. It's been requested for almost 10 years now. Yep. Yeah, like I said,
that long, huh?
Yeah, people want it.
Wow.
And it sucks that we haven't gotten it yet. And I want it. I think people should be getting it. Please don't game me over again. Okay, I get another continue. Damn it. Oh, this game, dude, I'd have to get, like, a cheat engine for this stupid thing, and that sucks, because it shouldn't be that hard. I don't know why the hell it's that hard. It must be something, it keeps saying Mega Laser Ready, but I don't even know how to use it. Oh, well, what do I do now? No targets in range? I'm trying to see if I can use a weapon or something. Oh, okay. Ooh. I just figured it out. I figured out how to use the mega laser. And now the boss is
What'd you have to do?
It was a pain in the ass. You have to hold a button, and then when you finally get it, it'll do it. It's actually stupid easy to beat this boss. Laser ready. Yep, I beat him. Wow. See, that's how you were supposed to do it. Wow. Damn. But yeah, I'm looking forward to doing more Aerogay here. Like, I mean, we've got so much more we can do. So many more that I've bought. Manga Gamer has a lot.
Yep.
Jast has a lot.
You'll never run out.
No, I'll never run out. And more comics. I'll never run out of comics. I just bought that Image bundle. You know, they have that Image 90s, which is basically a repack of their 90s bundle that they offered way back, you know, a couple of months ago. And then they have their Image 2000 bundle, which is still kind of good. Like, if you like Savage Dragon, and you like, you know, Spawn and Witchblade and the Darkness, you're going to find a lot of issues on there that they didn't have with some of their other bundles. But they got a couple of other surprises in there as well. I mean, they have the first volume of Invincible, which they've given the Omnibus away several times. But they got a lot of stuff in there. So, I get to select an item. Energy Extension Bar, Lock Extension Bar, Mega Bomb. Energy Extension Bar, Shield Extension Bar. I just bought some Mega Bombs. Oh, you can buy a bunch of shit. Shield Energy. I just bought all kinds of shit. Wow. Okay. What's cool about this game is you can continue right from where you die. So, you don't have to worry about... You don't have to worry about, you know, starting from the beginning again. But yeah, it sucks that... Oh, my weapon changed. My gun changed. But it sucks that Journey never came in. Because I kind of wanted to talk to him about this stuff. I'm like, you know, man, I get it. You don't want guys to sit and fap their life away. That's fine. And I'm not going to encourage men to sit and masturbate their life away. It's whatever you want to do. Like, but at the end of the day, yeah, I wouldn't kind of recommend just fapping all the time. It's not
good. Look, I'd rather then do that than get married. I'll take
well,
that.
Well, yeah. But no, there's a difference. I'm not talking about... When I say fapping all the time, I literally mean fapping all the time. I'm talking about you can't think of anything else but to masturbate. That's what they were talking about with a Coomer. That's what they were talking about. They're like, oh, I gotta masturbate. Oh, you know, like, people that have masturbated like 7 times, 8 times, you know, ridiculous amounts of times that I wouldn't even think of. That's what I'm trying to...
A lot.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's somebody with no fucking willpower at all. And they're like, it all comes down to willpower. Yeah, it comes down to willpower. It's like, dude, I'm not going to eat 8 fucking Whoppers today. I'm not going to do it. 1 Whopper is enough. If you're even going to eat a Whopper. Whoppers fucking suck, by the way. It's like one of the worst fast food sandwiches. And the Big Mac is shit. Don't get me started on how shitty the Big Mac is. The Big Mac is nothing without the sauce. And the sauce isn't even that good. It really isn't. Like, I'm just gonna be honest. The sauce of the Big Mac is not that good. Like, one time, I remember, when I went to McDonald's, we basically ate McDonald's every day for 30 days. And the reason why is because McDonald's was No, I didn't get fat either. But McDonald's basically was doing a 2 for $5. So we would go in there and do 2 for $5, and Burger King did... They don't do 2 for $5s anymore, but they used to do 2 for $5s on all this fast food. And basically, I would do 2 for $5s. We all did 2 for $5s at Burger King and all these other places. And, yeah, I mean, you got to try a lot of their food, and you got fucking sick of it after a while. You're like, dude, okay, the Big Mac, yeah, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Like, they make it out to be, It's one of the worst fast food sandwiches you can eat.
I'd rather have a quarter pounder.
Yeah, I would too. I'd rather have a quarter pounder as well. Oh, wow, they only give me 1 life, though.
Or a double, but, you know.
Yeah, McDouble. McDouble's okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I meant double quarter pounder, but, yeah, McDouble works, too.
They also have the McGangbang. Oh, man, I remember what...
I had that, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. See, yeah, so I have Exeus and Exeus 2. You can actually select them in the menu. So you can play the first and the second one. For those of you that were wondering, because we're about to end this, You can play Exeus 1 and 2 right there from the menu. So if you want to play either game, you can just select it, and there they are. All right. Well, at any rate, I guess this will be the Grimlord, and I'm going to be out for the late night open mic. I think we said all we need to say on this particular topic. And I think we've learned whether or not I'm actually a fucking coomer. I mean, if you're a moralist, everything I do is cooming. If you're a regular fucking human being, no. I'm probably not the chronic masturbator that goes, oh, no. Even when I was younger and I would fap before I went to sleep, that's not even close to what, you know, because it would help you sleep. That's not even close to what the actual, you know, coomer is, where it's, oh, we got it. No, that's not me. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out of here, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Late Night.
Thanks for fucking VTubers.
Yeah.
Get out of cocaine jail!
Yeah. All right.